the leading, he was given a high title, as you would have like Judas Maccabee during the Maccabee Wars, and he was an American. And he's buried in West Point, and he's the only soldier buried at West Point that died fighting for another nation. But we, as Americans, accepted that because it was for Israel, and there was this close bonding between America and the Jewish people, between America and Israel, and the unity between America and Israel just didn't start. It goes way back into American history. So I told you all that to tell you this. Starting in 1991, things changed between America and the Holy God of Israel. George Bush Sr. initiated the Madrid peace process, which called for Israel, what it was, it's a code word. When you hear things like Madrid peace process, Oslo peace accords, two-state solution, it means Israel is to give away covenant land for peace. The Bible explicitly forbids that. Explicitly. I'd love to give you the scriptures, but I can't right now. They're listed. They're all listed in my book. The scriptures explicitly forbid that, because now what happened, instead of the United States being used by Israel and blessed by God, now Bush Sr. put us directly in the as a roadblock for fulfillment of biblical prophecy, how God's using the nation of Israel. Does everybody see that? Yeah. So on that very day, and I've documented this, this is where my book starts with documenting this. On the very day President Bush did this in Madrid, Spain, his own home was destroyed by a freakish storm that came out of the North Atlantic. It's called a perfect storm. And it sent 30-foot waves against his home, destroying it. I think I heard it was $2 million to rebuild it. And when he left Madrid, Spain, he had to come back to Kennebunkport, Maine, to see the overbuilding of his home. So the man that initiated the Madrid peace process, which called for for Israel to give away covenant land that God has specifically said belongs to the Jewish people, but it's to fulfill his prophetic word, that his own home was destroyed. I mean, God does have a sense of humor in this. You know, it's like, you're going to touch the apple of my eye, you're going to touch my covenant property, well, your property is going to be touched. So God sent the perfect storm, because I believe God controls nature. I don't think God wound up this universe or this world, and it's sort of running on its own, and he's sitting up there and says, well, I'll come back with the second coming of Christ, and I'll take control again. See, it doesn't work that way, folks. And I don't know why everything happens, but I can give you documentation for what I've seen from the Lord, why certain things happen. You know, I can't say why a tsunami hits this country at a certain time. I don't know all of that, but I could see for sure that God is warning America through nature. He is. Because from that time on, from October 30th, 1991, to the present, I've documented approximately 50, but there's actually more that I didn't put in it because it was just too much. There's about 50 same-day occurrences where we're interfering with God's prophetic plan, where Arafat is coming here for the purpose of dividing the land of Israel, where Clinton goes to Israel to divide the land of Israel, where Condoleezza Rice goes there, where Sharon comes here, or there's something going on. A hurricane hits that day. The stock market crashes that day. There's a major earthquake that day. There's a tremendous tornado outbreak that day. And we're not talking about weekend thunderstorms. We're talking about Hurricane Katrina. We're talking about Hurricane Andrew. We're talking about Hurricane Ike. We're talking about Hurricane Rita. We're talking about the Northridge earthquake. 9/11 is in the mix. We're talking about the greatest tornado outbreaks. And even Brother Noah, you'll remember that back there from Oklahoma City, you remember that tornado outbreak in, was it May of 99? You remember that one? That's one of the greatest in history. That's all connected with Israel. And God is warning us. See, there's curses coming on our nation. There's financial curses. And in the remaining time, that's what I want to show you. There's financial curses. We're being cursed as a nation in every area. And folks, I share this with people, and a lot of times it's like I look in their eyes and it's glazed over. For a lot of reasons, they won't receive it. They just won't receive it. And I'm sure that many of you here, you know, do receive it. You've heard the preaching of Brother Noah and the people he has on, you know, because I'm not the only one sharing things like this. But maybe this is your first time. But there's a glazing over that comes. And then I'm telling people, starting last year, I'm saying, get your financial house in order. That God is pulling us down financially. And I'm going to show you that, how it's all tied into what we're doing to Israel. And that's why I was amazed listening to Joan, how I'm going to be tying into what she was saying from another angle. And I tell people, and they'll say, yes, yes, and their eyes glaze over, and, well, I'm going to leave my money in the bank because I think God will protect it. I'm saying, get out. He's giving you warning now. Get out. Don't trust the stock market. It's going down. And I'm not giving you any financial. I'm the last one to give you financial advice. Only trust the Lord and not in the stock market. Trust the Lord and not in the banks. And what the Lord gave me in this, he said the stock market and the banks are like the World Trade Center. They were there on September 10th. They were huge. They were gigantic. On September 11th, they're gone. Who'd ever think that? Well, Lehman Brothers and all these big banks, they were like the Twin Towers. They're gone. People that thought they could just trust in them and invest in them and there'd be retirement money and we'd live happily ever after, they're gone. This whole system is coming down and it's under judgment from God. You can say amen. And as an American, I can relate in scriptures to where it says a prophet is not without honor, and I'm not claiming I'm a prophet. I'm just giving a message that I believe is based on the prophetic word. And it's not like, you know, you don't want to invite me to a party because I'll throw a wet blanket on it. You know, Noah would invite me, right? But just take us back to August of 1939, and we have a clear understanding of what Hitler's doing. And we have a clear understanding of his agenda. And he's talking peace, but we see his army moving towards Poland. He's talking peace, but we know what he's doing to the Jewish people and what he says he's going to do. And we know what he's doing in Germany and Austria. And we know how he gobbled up the Sudetenland and all that. And if I was telling you, like, don't worry about your vacation right now in the Alps. Or don't worry about, it's time to get your focus off the German stock market and your retirement in 1948 or whatever. Look what's happening right now. We're about to go into World War II. The Germans are on the move. Hitler's on the move. See, that's reality, right? It's not like it's August 14th and I'm going to go to the Alps for a vacation. When Hitler's moving his entire army, all the tanks and all that are going to the Polish border, and he's telling them, he's trumping it up, trumped up charges that the Poles are violating the border, a blind man can see what he's going to do. It's the same today, folks. It's like the war started September 1st, 1939. It's like August 21st now. It's just days before ominous things are breaking. In fact, they're breaking loose right in front of our eyes. So come to reality. Do I hear an amen? Okay? And I'm exhorting you because this is the authority of God's word. We're seeing his word come to pass. Now, Joan talked about the economy. But I want to take you back. Like, it's unraveling right now in front of us. And what she was talking about, I don't think she mentioned this. She may have mentioned this. But what I have told people is we are now under fascism. Do you understand there's been a coup? And they got velvet gloves on right now. But fascism is when the government controls really everything. It's a little different. It's different than communism. And I don't want to get into technical aspects now. But we're not really under communism. We're under fascism. Hitler would love this, what he sees going on. Mussolini would love this. There's like a coup taking place right in front of our eyes. We're like deer in the headlights, the Americans, right now. Congress says we don't know what to do. I mean, it's mind-boggling sitting prophetically and watch this. But I